Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this live internet radio program on the power of the superconscious mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, and I am a certified hypnotherapist, an inspirational and motivational speaker, and a past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois. Okay, today we're going to talk about how to activate that spiritual entrepreneur inside of you, which is the success through your spirit. And before I actually go into that, I found an article that was written by Sarah Lovejoy. She wrote the book called The One Command, which I read, and I thought it was very good. I liked it, and the things that she suggested I thought really worked. I'm going to read this article to you, and if you want to log on to blogtalkradio.com/thepowerofthesuperconsciousmind, you can go in there into the chat room and actually send me a message or ask a question, and at the end of this program, I will actually address it and look at it and answer any questions I possibly can. She wrote an article. Before I go into success with your spirit, I'm going to read this article to you very quickly. It's very short, but it will kind of give you some insight and kind of make you understand a little bit better about what we're about to do. This article is entitled How to Direct the Power of Your Magnetic Thoughts by Sarah Lovejoy. If you have meditated or practiced regular prayer or any kind of contemplation, then you know that you have the capacity to quiet your ordinary rapid beta mind to a lower cycle, such as theta. If you have never formally thought to quiet your mind, realize that when you daydream or in deep thought, you are accomplishing the same thing. In other words, we all are like in a hypnotic state, and we go in and out of that almost every day, most of us. She says, we generate an electromagnetic field of attraction or repulsion with our thoughts through the release from our endocrine system of hormones and chemicals known as peptides. We generate electromagnetic charges with our thoughts that either attract to us or repel from us our experiences. Our thoughts travel through positive negative receptors in every cell of our body and fire sequences in the neural net passages of our brain. These microelectrical charges formed by our thinking are real. They influence our reality by magnetically attracting experiences of like kind to us in either a positive or negative manner, or by repelling experiences from us. Our unconscious thoughts that operate below our conscious awareness hold great power over our lives, as they are firing the peptide messengers that unconsciously drive our choices. When we desire to be masters and we haven't achieved it yet, there is a separation between the unconscious thoughts that are driving our choices and the conscious thoughts of our desire. When we understand that every thought we think operates within us, below our awareness every moment, expressing out into the world and attracting information of like kind through the energy of our electromagnetic thinking, then we understand how we are creating our lives. Now, subtitle is Ordinary Thinking. It is important to note that we go in and out of many combinations of brain waves moment by moment, yet we can become more focused in one brain wave than another at will, even as we unconsciously operate in many frequencies daily. The most frequently accessed brain wave, beta, which I talk about beta, I speak of beta as the physical consciousness, which we use to think and decide what we're going to wear, where we're going to go, what we're going to do, and so on. Make physical-minded choices. She says the most frequently accessed brainwave beta that we use when we are talking and thinking is where we also run endless programs of fear and doubt and limitation. In the slower brain frequency of theta, we can control our thoughts and access that great capacity of who we are. When we are in this state, we can manifest all of our good instantly. It is often unfamiliar when you connect to that wonderful part of you that is allowing, loving, supportive, and has only your best interests at heart. Yet you can become easily addicted to accomplishing what you want and realizing your dreams by learning the state of you. Your mind cannot hold two thoughts at the same time. As you begin to concentrate in another way on manifesting money, prosperity, compassion, and joy, your old way of thinking simply dissolves through lack of use. If you relax and train yourself to be open with grace and ease to another possibility of prosperity, then that is what you will create. Next subtitle is called Extraordinary Thinking. As our wants and desires regulate our thinking through our feelings, microelectrical charges, our emotional thinking can command information from the source of who we are in theta to manifest that in our human experience. What you are learning now is conscious access to your theta state of extraordinary thinking. You are embarking on a journey to attain other levels of consciousness within you by consciously slowing your mind to theta. This process can become as easy as automatic as waking up in the morning and going to sleep at night. The theta brainwave is the vessel of change from our ordinary beta thinking, worried state to your peaceful theta, God mind, and the path to your immeasurable good. By going into theta consciously, you become the master of wealth you desire to become. It's that simple. When we talk about the four brain waves, beta, alpha, theta, and delta, it is important to note that all brain waves are active in some capacity at all times. With very little practice in lowering your brain wave to the theta state and going to source, you can investigate the many dimensions of who you are. Your greater capacity exists in such subtle energy of self that you can only know it in this relaxed theta state. A great benefit of thinking in theta connected to source is that you delink from the limiting and fearful thoughts held in your subconscious mind and attract a greater, richly abundant truth without resistance, seemingly like magic. Seemingly by magic, okay? Now, we're going to do a couple of little exercises today to just do a little bit of meditation. So if you can get into a position today where you can sit back and relax and close your eyes is what I need for you to do. So this is not while you are driving down the road, driving your car, trying to look and listen to this on your cell phone. I want you to get in a position where you can sit back and relax and close your eyes and listen to my voice. By the way, when you finally fully understand the power of your mind and learn to use it like the way you want to, you can accomplish great things, and you will eliminate all that thinking of lack and limitation and poverty and all the negative, bad, and wrong stuff. Okay? Now, this information here, which I liked it, and it came from a lady by the name of Sharon Wilson. She runs a private coaching business, and if you're interested, you can look her up, but she wrote Success Through Your Spirit. And through this, she became so successful that she also wrote The Golden Six-Figure Formula. If you're interested, you can log into the internet and Google her, and look up The Golden Six-Figure Formula by Sharon Wilson, and you can enroll in her program if you wish to. Now, while this is just an introduction to that program, you will find it will benefit you tremendously if you pay attention. So are you ready for success through your spirit? I'm a little bit hoarse because I slept with the windows open. The temperature and the weather is just so nice. So I'm sleeping with the windows open, and I got a little bit of slight laryngitis going here. Okay, with this program, Success Through Your Spirit, you can create your ideal successful business, attract the people and the experiences that will be part of your success, and help others become successful. So we're just going to start with this short meditation now, and I want you to sit back and relax and close your eyes center your thoughts and connect with spirit. So let's start by taking a deep breath and really feel the love and the light coming into you with your eyes closed and relaxed. Look up and out into the universe and look for the light coming towards you now from the infinite sky above. Out in the universe, you see a bright, white, shimmering, iridescent light coming towards you now. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, imagine this light coming into the top of your head, filling you up, flowing into and through every cell of your being, balancing and cleansing, healing every cell of your body. Imagine this bright, white, iridescent light coming into the top of your head now, filling you up as it flows down to your face and neck, down into your chest, into your stomach area. Imagine it coming into your head again, down your neck, into your back and shoulder blades, behind your heart, down into your waist, into your hips, flowing down into your thighs and knees and legs, down to the bottom of your feet, taking with it all dark and negative energy in your body, soul, and mind, flowing into the earth below you. Flowing into the earth, flowing into the center of the earth, taking with it all dark and negative energy from your body, soul, and mind. This bright, white, iridescent light balances and heals every cell of your being. Now imagine that bright, white, iridescent light coming down from the universe again, from the infinite sky above, coming towards you, and it flows into and through your heart chakra, into your heart area, surrounding your heart until it overflows, surrounding your entire body now. From your heart, this bright, white, iridescent light surrounds your heart area until it flows out and fills all of space surrounding your body until you are encapsulated in white light. Now, as you continue to take deep breaths, continue to breathe deeply but comfortably, as this light fills and goes into every cell of your body, infusing your DNA and allowing this light to expand outside your body now of your physical being, filling you with the light, surrounding yourself now. See yourself surrounded by your guides or your angels, and anyone at all who works with you for the highest good. As we connect with spirit, we intend for this session here to be fun, filled with inspiration, and most importantly, so you feel good. Now, with your eyes closed and relaxed, I want you to take a moment to name three intentions to yourself that you have for your business. Take a moment here to name three intentions that you have for your business. What would you like to feel about your business? What would you like to feel about your business? Do you want to feel confident? Competent? Do you want to feel successful? What do you want to feel about your business? Secondly, what would you like to believe about your business? What would you like to believe about your business? That you are highly sought after to the point that you have a huge waiting list of clients who are willing and able to pay your fees? What do you want to believe about your business? And thirdly, what would you like to experience in your business? What would you like to experience? Would you like to experience appreciation and gratitude for your clients? What would you like to experience in your business? Great success, admiration. What would you like to experience in your business? An abundance and flow of money coming to you. Okay, now you can open your eyes. And the reason I ask you to do this little exercise and to close your eyes is because when you close your eyes, you access part of the brain that you normally cannot access. And I'm going to ask that you take a notebook, you get a notebook, and you keep a log, and you write down your three intentions in your notebook, and you do this every single day. Three intentions, and you focus on those three questions. But you keep it very simple, very clear, and very specific. And the three things that you'll focus on every day and log in a notebook is what is the feeling, the belief, and the experience that you have that you would like to see concerning your business. However you want to feel about your business, believe or experience, as long as it's good, right, positive. Okay? Keep it good, right, and positive. Stay away from anything that is negative, wrong, or bad. Like, don't think about, I don't want to have irate customers. I don't want to have bad people. You know, just keep it all positive, good, and right. And focus on these three things every day, morning and night, and then log your intentions in a notebook with your progress. Okay? So you'll begin and end your day with these three focused thoughts in mind. And when you return to them again and again over a period of days or weeks or whatever it takes, you'll begin to create a focus that releases a source of energy. The results will surprise you. So you'll just simply write in your notebook my three intentions for my business. One, a feeling. Two, a belief. Three, an experience. And now imagine what it'd be like for these three intentions to happen. Because they can. Are you ready for success through your spirit? Okay. Sharon Wilson wrote this. Let's just take a moment and look at something that gets in the way. The journey to success is a little bit like taking off an old tattered jacket and putting on a different, entirely new garment. But before you can enjoy that new clothing, we must be prepared to shed the old. Our worries and feelings of living in a limited world of scarce resource, talent, opportunity, and luck are like the old tattered garments. They can obscure our best intentions, literally robbing us of our dreams. So we need to shed the old garment. Have you ever wakened in the middle of the night worrying about what if the clients don't show up, or what am I going to do if, or maybe just felt the sense of, what am I going to do? What am I doing wrong? Why can't I get a break? Well, here it goes. Remember when I talked about all those what ifs? Are you one of those people that starts going, what if, but just in case, or maybe? Well, if you're one of those that contemplate on the what ifs that usually don't ever happen, then I suggest you get the rubber band out, put it on your wrist, and start snapping it every time you come up with those what ifs that probably will never, ever happen. So it's a way of breaking the old habit of thinking bad, negative, and wrong thoughts. Now, what we want to do here is we're going to get you to a point where you can break through to the success that you really want. Now, even Sharon Wilson felt very much alone and seemed that it just, she said it, she had to keep dancing as fast as she could or the money and the work would just evaporate. Sometimes her clients came in rush and times are good, and then she completes her work, the client left, and it was as if she was unemployed, starting all over again. So she decided that if she was sick and she couldn't work, she wouldn't make any money. And so she realized that many coaches and other self-employed business professionals are doing well, doing very well. And by doing well, I mean enjoying healthy incomes, working in ways they want to work. Does that sound familiar to any of you? She knew plenty of those people, and so she began to ask why. What were they doing differently that led to their success? And she found it changed her forever. She found that the key was not in what they were doing, but in who they were being. You first have to be before you can do. You have to do before you can have. So if you are, you don't have to have abundance to be abundant, to feel abundant. You can feel abundant and believe you're abundant, and it will come. It's really that simple. Most people focus on the lack and limitations and the what if, and then they can't figure out, oh, I did all these things I was supposed to do, but it just never came. But then after they did all the things they were supposed to do, like we're talking about here today, we're going to do some meditations. We're going to have you start a journal and write down your beliefs, experience, and so on. So if you're doing those things, but then you spend all the rest of your time on the what-ifs and the limitations and lack and poverty and the fears and the worries, then it's just not going to come. So every word, remember I told you in previous segments, every word is a prayer. What are you praying? Because every prayer is answered. You say once, I am successful, I am doing great. You turn around that night and go, oh, it's over, you know what? The money's going to come to an end, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm not going to have any money next week, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so every prayer is answered, every word is a prayer, so what are you praying? Okay, let me get back. I got on this whole tangent here, let's get back. She found that the key was not in what they were doing, but is in who they were being. She found that the interaction between their feelings, beliefs, and actions was a formula that was like gold to them, leading them not only to the experiences of success, but to their even greater significance in the world. She applied what she wrote, the Golden Six-Figure Formula, and this is just an introduction to that Golden Six-Figure Formula of Sharon Wilson's, but it will still make significant changes for you. Now, remember I said she was focusing on things like her clients came in a rush and then times are good. Then she completed her work and the clients left, and then it was as if she was unemployed, starting all over again. And then she worried that if she was sick, she couldn't work, she couldn't make any money. She worried that maybe it all fall apart, she'd have to go get a job. Okay, so see, people that worry about, am I going to have to go out and get another job? Do I have to get a part-time job? I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. Well, there again, your prayers are answered. So, she started applying this formula of being instead of what she was doing, and she found that her income doubled nearly every year after that. She also was able to take off as much time as she wanted to. She had perpetual streams of income, and she had every luxury she wanted. She's also attracted top authors and teachers that she works with, and she also calls them her friends. And so she is giving back to the world and making a significant mark. But even more importantly, she feels a very deep sense of connection to her inner guidance and fully rely on the guidance to direct her in all her decisions. She feels a sense of peace and ease in her work like never before. So are you ready for the success through your spirit? Do you want to learn a proven formula that will help you create the business of your dreams and move to a more advanced level of consciousness and income? Learn the secret of using energy principles in a ground process for yourself and for your clients. Now, what we're about to do, we're going to do a meditation, and this is to help you successfully create and have the business of your dreams through a meditation. So, it's about amping up your belief in your ability to be successful in your work and to help you create the actions to see this become a reality. We're going to get to the root of what's holding you back from being and earning what you deserve. By doing a meditation and going to that theta, as a Sarah that I just, that article I just read, by going that actually overrides all the lack of limitations, worries, and fears. So this segment here that we're doing today is recorded, and you can go back and listen to it as many times as you want to, and listen to the meditation in which you can do, it's a guided meditation, so you visualize and feel and see and experience the business that you really want to create and have, and the universe will bring you everything you want. Now, is there power in that theta brainwave activity? Oh, you better believe it. Remember, I've told you I am a hypnotherapist. I can hypnotize myself because your thoughts are things. When you think things, you are creating. When you think thoughts, you are creating things. Thoughts are things, okay? Now, by simply taking a few deep breaths and getting relaxed, you automatically go into that altered state of consciousness. I have literally hypnotized myself and walked over a large bed of smashed and broken glass with my bare feet without getting any cuts, without even worrying about it, just walked right across it. I've also hypnotized myself and walked across a large bed of red hot coals, approximately 2,000 degrees, with my bare feet. The power of the mind is incredible. I imagine that those red coals as red ice. That's what I thought they were, and I imagined they were going to be very cold, very, very, very cold, like ice, so I would need to get across them very quickly, so my feet would not get too cold, and I did not have any burns whatsoever. I've also, and if you know, if you don't even believe that, it doesn't really matter. If you don't believe that, you probably wouldn't be here and stay with me this far, this long. I actually have documented proof where at the end of May, I fell out of a tree, actually, head first, and I shattered all of the bones in my right wrist and arm. In my hand, and when I say shattered, I mean exactly that. It looked like crackled glass, and there was lines in the x-rays on my bones, every direction there was. 12 days later, the cast came off, completely off. I had no cast, and I have the disc, and the hospital gave me copies of all the x-rays from day one when I went to the ER, where they took the x-rays, and on the 12th day, and you will see that through my hypnosis CDs, which you can find on cdbaby.com/Cheryl J. Savage, you'll find that I used general healing of health problems and achieved perfect and radiant health. That's all I listened to over and over and over for about 9 days. Just back to back, that's all I kept listening to. Sometimes I'd fall asleep, wake up a couple hours later, but I just kept listening to it, and I healed my arm. When the cast came off, I had all my strength back, and I could use my arm, my bones. I could lift up heavy luggage. I could do whatever I needed to do. I did not have the limitations. The only thing I did have was sore muscles in my hand because my hand bent all the way backwards and touched my arm, my forearm. So the muscles in my hand was overextended, and I never did focus on the muscles per se when I did my hypnosis. I did very little of that. So I mostly just focused on the bones, healing the bones. And I used the white light. So, yes, there is great power in the mind, and I have people tell me that all the time. They say, I know the mind is very powerful. I just don't know how to kick it in the gear. Well, actually, when we came into this world, we should have all received an instruction manual, one that tells us how to use our mind, because too many people just live by default and just let it run rapid with whatever thoughts that just come in there or flow in there. And then they can't figure why, they cannot figure out why their life is a train wreck. So, there are rules, universal laws that govern our lives. They work all the time for everyone, no matter what. Whether you realize or not, they are working. So, the one thing that you need to understand, and I talked about this in the last segment, if you didn't listen to it, I suggest that you go back and listen to it. In the previous segment that I did before this one, I talked about that web of energy that runs into and through and connects all of us. And they've scientifically proven now that this web of energy in this world responds to our emotions. Our emotions come from the heart chakra. We have seven chakras in the body. Those chakras keep our spirit, which is our energy. The spirit is the energy part of us. It's in every cell of our being. That it keeps the seven chakras, keeps our spirit attached to our physical body. And in these seven chakras is a heart chakra. That is where all of our feelings come from. And this web of energy in this world responds to those feelings. So, it is very important if you want to be successful in business, you're going to have to not only just see and think and imagine and feel, but you have to believe that you're successful and see and feel and believe and experience this business the way you really want it to be. So by doing this in a guided meditation, it might make it a little easier for you. If you do it repeatedly, you're going to get rid of and eliminate all those negative thoughts of worries and fears and lack and limitations and all that. Okay? So I want you to get ready. And we're going to have you sit back and relax in a nice, comfortable position where you can close your eyes and, again, listen to my voice. And this is a meditation that will last for about 10 to 15 minutes. Now, give me just a second here. Okay, get into your comfortable position. Sit back and relax. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. And with your eyes closed and relaxed, look up and out into the universe and look for the bright, white, iridescent light coming towards you now, coming into the top of your head, filling you up, flowing into and through every cell of your being, to the top of your head, filling you up, flowing through every cell of your being, flowing down and through the bottom of your feet, taking with it all dark, negative energy into the earth below you. And again, imagine this bright, white, iridescent light coming to the top of your head now, filling you up until it is overflowing, surrounding your body with this bright, white, iridescent light. Ask your higher self, your spirit, as you feel this energy around you, a collective energy around you, ask your higher self, your superconscious mind, to show you a symbol that represents your business. A symbol. A symbol that represents your business. Ask your higher self, source energy, or your superconscious mind to show you a symbol that represents your business. You may see it. You may hear it. You may feel it. Or you may just sense it. Or you may just know it's there. It is a symbol that represents your business. Feel it. Feel it now and experience that symbol being transmitted to you, activated in you in a cellular level. Take whatever picture comes to mind. It will be the perfect to imagine at this time. Now imagine that you're holding a symbol in your hand. It can be anything you want it to be, but it is a symbol that represents your business. And now imagine that you are holding this symbol in your hand. Picture energy coming from your spirit, from your heart. A white light of energy coming from you. This is your life force. Imagine this bright white light of energy coming from you, from your heart, coming from you and going directly into your symbol now. Imagine, see, feel, or sense this energy coming from you. And going into your symbol. Imagine and see, feel or sense this energy coming from your heart, coming from you and going into your symbol that is in your hand. Your energy is now energizing your symbol. Your energy is now energizing your symbol. Literally allowing it to be alive. A living energy. Feel that now as we collectively energize our business. Energize your business now to create your ideal business using spiritual business building. Then take the light of energy from you and send it into the world to let the world know that you are in business and that you have a true desire to serve or to help others. Feel that desire to serve and help others. Sending that energy of light out from your heart. Sending that light, that energy of light out from your heart, your energy center in your heart, and send that energy out into the world and see and feel and know that it goes out and expands to reach people everywhere as far as you want to go. And see the energy of good people coming to you to do business. See the energy of good people coming to you to do business with you, attracted to your symbol, which represents your business that you imagine holding in your hand now. Your symbol is alive and energized, attracting more energy from more people. attracting more energy from more good people every minute of every day. And now imagine placing this symbol on the top of a mountain. Imagine placing this symbol on the top of a mountain. For those of you who are very visual, it will come to you. If not, just feel your way to the top of the mountain. It's easy to reach the top of the mountain. Imagine placing this symbol on the top of a mountain. Allow a path leading from you to your symbol at the top of the mountain. You put your symbol at the top of this mountain now. There is a path of light leading from you to your symbol at the top of the mountain. See yourself walking or dancing joyfully up this path to the top of the mountain. Feel yourself energized by this joy within yourself now. Your whole being focused on reaching the top of the mountain joyfully, easily, effortlessly. See yourself walking or dancing joyfully on this path to the top of the mountain. Joyfully, easily, effortlessly, feel yourself having fun as you move through this journey to the top of this mountain. And when you reach the top of the mountain, you're reaching the top of the mountain now. You are reaching the top of the mountain. Congratulate yourself on this single-minded dedication to your purpose. You are reaching the top of the mountain now. Congratulate yourself on your single-minded dedication to your purpose and how easily you reached this goal in joy, in adventure, in excitement, in the fun. Let yourself feel the feelings that you'll have when everything in your life is working for you the way you desire it to work. When your environment is totally nurturing, alive, and utilizing your potential with clients are reining in. Yes, your clients are reining in a joyful way. When you feel a deep sense of freedom financially, spiritually, and in all ways, and truly feel your connection to the source energy and have activated your full beliefs in your ability to create your reality through your joy. Now take your symbol in your hand and bring it to your heart. Take your symbol in your hand and bring it to your heart. Literally take your hand now and put it on your heart. And I want you to feel that energy radiating through your heart. Let it energize and radiate light throughout your body until every cell is aligned with your higher purpose of this business, of your life's work, of the passion and the joy that you are here to offer to others. You have a unique place in this universe, and the business you're creating is unique. It's like a thumbprint, like a DNA. It has energy that's here to serve. It's part of the tapestry, and you will be provided for. You will be provided for. You have Spirit's payroll now. Whatever you view that to be, you have Spirit's payroll now. Whatever you view that to be. But you are being taken care of. Trust in that process. Feel that energy radiating through your heart. Into your business, a vision of your business. And as this energy radiates out to everyone who will be touched by your business, and feel you will be an answer to their prayers, and will joyfully and easily find you and become compelled to really work with you and release that symbol to whatever you view as your higher forces, to your sense of guidance, to your team, to your sense of spirit. Release that symbol and feel that symbol being energized even further. Breathe in and feel a sense of gratitude and appreciation for their business. This ideal business that is fully bursting yourself in your energy and being activated in everyone. Everywhere that you can serve, and everyone that can help you, every source that can come to you now has been activated. Feel the love and gratitude you have for your business. For your symbol. Feel that energy. Breathe in. Now you work with your symbol every day, bringing in the light. And you can do this any time of the day. You could be driving and imagine and feel the light coming into your symbol. And I recommend that you get something, get whatever your symbol is, even a picture, specific ideas of what you can do to accomplish this vision, the how will begin to start taking shape. They start coming to you. They will merge in your dreams. They'll merge in your conversations. People will show up in your life to help you as you align your vibrations more and more to these symbols. All right, now, open your eyes, wide awake, open your eyes. Now, did you imagine and feel and see your business growing successfully with your clients coming in, having and experiencing your business the way you want to? So do this. You can do this daily. You can practice this on your own. You get the gist of the idea, and you can simply sit back and close your eyes, because you will access a part of the brain with your eyes closed that you cannot access with your eyes open. And you can simply guide your own meditation. Now, if you constantly have other thoughts that come in and overflow and take over, and you suddenly forget, you realize you have forgotten what you're supposed to be thinking about, then you can get one of my hypnosis CDs, which you can go to and actually preview the tracks for free on www.cdbaby. That's CD stands for compact disc, cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /CJ Savage. And I have a hypnosis audio on CD Baby that is for success, prosperity, and abundance, and wealth. It's called Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. So you can find it on cdbaby.com/artists/CJ Savage. And you can actually preview the tracks for free on there. If you would like to send any questions or comments, you can send it over to my email at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen, thehypnosisqueen, @aol.com. And that's my email address. I have my website at thehypnosisqueen.com. And if you want to bypass the opt-in page, go to thehypnosisqueen.com/main.php. That is thehypnosisqueen.com/main.php. It's from Paul, Harry Paul. Also, I am starting to add some clips to YouTube, which I have a hypnosis channel. My hypnosis channel is on YouTube called The Hypnosis Queen. And while the clips I have on there are pretty amateurish, but I'm getting maybe a little bit better. I've learned a little bit more. So I'm going to start adding some more clips on there. So you might check out youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen. And, of course, you can come back to blogtalkradio.com/thepowerofthesuperconsciousmind and listen to any of the segments, which are recorded, so you can listen to them as much as you want. The one before this entails some scientific studies and experiments that have been taking place for over a period of 20 years, which I think you will find it very interesting, and it's well worth listening to, and how everyone actually creates the world that is around them. You attract into your life whatever is going on to your life, whatever is going on around you. I know some of you say, I did not attract this into my life. But you know what? Yes, you did, because whatever you feel, your emotions, goes out into space and permeates and penetrates all of space. And like magnets, which we all are, pure energy like magnets, attracts like energy back to you. So be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. Now, that is going to end. This is the end of our segment today. So I will see you, and I hope that you join me again next week. Thank you.